Well, today bringing you coverage from the Oklahoma State Fair. And walking through the barn, you'll see lots of animals, and on display, you'll find some dairy cattle. We stopped by McDaniel's Guernseys, and we're joined by Lisa Everett. And Lisa, you guys sure brought a nice set of cattle here to the Oklahoma State Fair.
Yes, we brought some milking shorthorns and some Guernseys and some Jersey.
And what's the biggest purpose for you guys to come out to the Oklahoma State Fair?
Well, this farm is actually a centennial farm started three generations ago in 1911 by John McDaniel's family. And it's just important to know where your milk comes from. And this is a working dairy, and so we don't use hormones and we sell milk off the farm.
So coming out to the Oklahoma State Fair, you use it as a role to kind of tell that story.
Right. We try to use it as to show people about what types of dairy cattle there are actually. And we bring three of the six of them. And then Jersey actually has the largest butterfat to it. So we really like to show off our dairy cattle. And we have plenty of kids who love to show when they're involved in 4-H and FFA.
Yeah, I am impressed that you do have so many youth. I'm assuming they are, showing and then also taking care of these animals as well.
Yes. In fact, this morning we washed and we just got through having the kids help shave. They can't do it all by themselves because we have ranging from a 4-year-old all the way up to 16-year-olds. So there's about 8 of them, I think, and they stay pretty busy helping out, shoveling the poop and, leading them around, getting them drinks and things like that.
Do you guys exhibit it at a lot of fairs or exhibitions?
We do the Cleveland County Fair, since that's the county that we live in, and then we also go to the Sooner Dairy Show, and we haven't ventured much out of the state of Oklahoma.
What kind of interactions are you getting from other Oklahomans as they walk through the barn?
Well, people like a guy named Chris just stopped by, and he wanted to know if we sell milk off the farm, and he'd also like to get some heavy cream. So I gave him our business card, and I told him, yes, it's about $7 a gallon for milk. And again, we use no hormones, so that's really beneficial to people when they really want to get their milk either raw or unpasteurized. And just go back to, when they were young sometimes, or they have milk allergies and things seem to be watered down at the grocery stores and things like that.
Are you finding more consumers are searching you out and trying to buy direct from the farm?
Yes, they do. A couple of years ago, we also had a goat dairy farm, and we had the same issues. People would just see at the fair, and they constantly would be just at your door, and it was sometimes hard to keep up with supply and demand.
How has it made a difference, I guess, maybe financially for your farm?
Oh, well, it keeps us going, especially during the droughts, when hay is harder to find or more expensive, that we're still able to afford those things, and we don't have to have special licensures to do that.
As we've been joined by Lisa Everett with the McDaniel's Guernsey Farm, bringing you coverage from the Oklahoma State Fair. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.